Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
May I help you to understand?
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that?
Do you think he's giving a present to you?
Joe,
is it art?
Where are you going with that? Gun in your hand.
You don't have to understand anything.
Hey.
Would you
Joe,
like to escape?
Yevik?
Would you, for example, follow me a bit?
Hey,
follow
Joe,
me a meter?
And Stuck,
I have to tell you something about this girl.
Hey, Joe. Joe.
She's completely mad. She started to destroy
Joe,
her own life by making art. That's what she did. She's leaving the real world.
Joe. I said, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
I don't know about her next hours. Days, weeks, months, years.
Joe,
if she got some more time than this time in here,
Joe,
would you like to leave me? Für Sie, warum denn? Haben Sie schon mal über die Person nachgedacht? Bei dummer Idee? Eine Person? Warum denn nicht? Kunst ist doch keine Ware, nicht wahr?
Hey, Joe.
may I interrupt you? Unterbrechen. Malinka Pausa. Do you feel comfortable in here? Do you feel comfortable in here? Why?
Hey, Joe, I said, where are you going with that gun in your hand? Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
I think it's therapy for themselves. Aber auch die Rückseite des Mondes, denke ich. Do you believe in ghosts? Let me repeat the question. Доверяете привидения? An Geister?
Hey, Joe.
What do you mean? That's interesting. These guys are ghosts. Yes, they are. From the dark side. The whole thing comes out of the dark. Every heart. What do you think?
Hey, Joe.
You could change to the other side if you want to. Jedenfalls mal versuchen. Am Übergang entlang wankeln. Конечно, это всем возможно. Но мы можем попробовать. And then auf dem Meer schlafen geht und ein Traum wie von fern zu mir weht, weil ich den Vogelraum in der Windig fliegt, weißes Boot war mein Traum doch vorbei. Wenn das Boot so wie ich fährt übers Meer, glaub ich kaum, ich brauch mehr und noch mehr. Doch war's an den Strand, wo sein Ende fand. Weißes Boot war mein Traum doch vorbei. Auf Schwingen gleiten wir durchs Morgengrau. Auf Wellen reiten wir durch Gischt und Schau. Hier taucht den Meeresglut und Sonnenglanz. Der Wind spielt dazu seinen wilden Tanz. May I ask you a question? Is it possible to explain what you are joining in? Is it necessary to explain something at all? Ich habe eine Erklärung für Sie. I got an explanation for you, sir. So was? Was fange ich mit der Erklärung an, dass wir nirgendwo ankommen? that we won't arrive anywhere. Then, down little way, through the trash, to where tough toes were. Discreet suggestion for above. Then down a little way through the trash towards where? Discreet suggestion for following. All dark, no beggings, no giving, no words, no sense, no need. More confident suggestion for following. Through the scum, down a little way, to where on glimpse of that well head. And we go on, but where, no sense, no need, no giving, no words. Was singing Samuel Beckett about this nothing. I wanted to tell you that for your further way in here. Thank you for listening. Danke fürs Zuhören. Pardon. Извините, пожалуйста. A wolf pursued a young lamb who took refuge in a temple. The wolf called out to it and said that the sacrifice would offer it up to the god if he found the lamb there. But the lamb replied, "Oh well, I would prefer to be a victim of a god than to die by your hand." Nice story, isn't it? Das Licht enthielt die fügsamen Elemente einer neuen Vielfältigkeit, die körperliche wie in Spielzeugteile zerbrochene Welt, das Halbdunkel, Zustände des Friedens. Aber das Dunkel enthielt weder Elemente noch Zustände, sondern nur Formen. Aber werdende und zu Fragmenten eines neuen Werdens zerfallende Formen, ohne Liebe oder Hass oder irgendein erkennbares Wandlungsprinzip. Hier gab es nur Aufruhr und die reinen Formen des Aufruhrs. Hier war er nicht frei, sondern ein Stäubchen im Dunkel absoluter Freiheit. A hungry wolf was prowling in search of food. Coming to a certain place, he heard a child crying and an old woman who was saying to it, "Don't cry anymore, or else I'll give you to the wolf at once." The wolf saw that the old woman meant it, so he stopped and waited for a long time. When evening fell, he again heard the old woman cuddling the little one, saying to it, "If the wolf comes here, my child, we will kill him." After hearing these words, the wolf went on his way, saying, in this farm, they say one thing and do another. It's a nice story, isn't it? Sorry, may I interrupt you? We are not lonesome. There are family bindings based on something necessary. Following inner judges. Moving away from human being. Knowing the aim, wearing it and the broad back. Known or unknown backsides are not existing. Only the unknown places. Therefrom, the wolves go forward into areas everybody believed in their insureness, coming up hundreds of murders in a secret communication. No aim, only the presence and the occupied territory. The feet always keeping clean from the rubbish. Magic of getting together belongs to the hundred-year-old knowledge of beautiful, powerful kind of being. Fixing point of human wishes. You can't get them. The mixture of watchable power and endless color yellow eyes. Fear of a wolf doesn't mean going back. Following the aim only stops by losing the life, death, woundings, a real offer for the principle of power. The search is not for food. Hunger is one more step in the way to no more reflection at all. The old fear of the uncontrollable, the open, dark space. No man lives with the wolf. There's no bridge. Only the moment in winter, in the middle of the town. The first mine belongs to the nice house dog. The second to the old stories. But now, in the silence of being neugierig, curious about, the view is going to the administration, the police. Losing body control, seeing the banality and brutality of the wolf. Destroying or taking away the backyards is the reaction. Twenty white wolves in the Leipzig Zoo Park start to howl in the afternoon. Without any sign before, it's 5 o'clock. Visitors stand still, looking at the watch. Dürfen sie denn? Are they allowed to? Is the wall sure? What are they going to do? Taking the power by paintings, photos and descriptions, bringing the animal mausgerecht, mundgerecht for the meal. But the shock at the direct contact, destroying the wolves, set the humans free. If not, the chances that psychotherapy. Where's the fall? Das Fell. Where are the teeth? And are they sharp? Die plötzliche Rauheit der Stimme. Oder still den langen Weg laufen, bis die Füße wund sind, der Magen leer, die Augen gelb. Yellow eyes. Eyes yellow. Pardon. Извините. Do you like wolves? Maybe you're thinking we need to go into the dark forest of imagination and able to be free and creative as human beings. Living by reason alone will chain us and enslave us to the material life. It is inevitable. Living as we do with our own inner space, overcrowded with images, and our silence drowned by the constant din that confuses and distracts us, that our collective imagination is suffering. To resuscitate it, we need silence, awareness, contemplation, and prayer. These are the vital ingredients of imagination, which will enable us to make the seemingly small choices about how we live that can truly change the world we live in. If we can live in the least violent way possible, in the least aggressive way possible, then there will be more respect and less war. All wars will cease as soon as all people refuse to fight. These are not new ideas. Yes, yet with so much around us to convince us otherwise, they are the most difficult to implement, and they are often also the most threatening to the political powers. But, to be honest, the way is wolfy, isn't it? Unbesiegbar ist meine Gier. Im Dschungel der Oberkörper, diese gähnenden schwarzen Abgründe. Das diabolische Flüstern ist ein Gesang. Der fette Priester legt das blutbeschmierte Messer auf jedem Bild das Gesicht von 100 Jahren als Knäuel. Unmenschlicher Knetmassen erdrücken sie meinen lautlosen Gesang. Gierig ist meine Gier. Gierig. Gierig. Diese kleinen Tippelschritte, Nadelstiche in die roten Füße, am Horizont aus verkrümmten Hieroglyphen donnert die graue Wand, als meine verkrusteten Lippen das erste Wort, the first word. Infernalischer Lärm schießt wie eine gelbe Fontäne in den zersplitterten Himmel, in den Spiegelscherben auf meiner Haut und dem gerissenen Boden. Blickt mich das verbogene Gesicht an, als ich ihm das Wort entgegenschleudere, versinke ich im aufgelösten Silberschleier seines Grinsens. Gelb breitet sich aus. Eine Flechte, ein Pilzgeflecht. Gelb wird das Donnern, wie die Gier mich ekstatisch durchzuckt. Ein Spermaspasma aus Gelb. Gierig. Entschuldigung. Sorry, das kann sein, dass Sie mich gar nicht verstehen. My English is not the best. I was asked to talk with you. So, to the bone. Some questions to the bone. Do you like animals? Which ones? Dogs, cats, horses. Could you feel lucky just in that moment? Did you wish anybody to death anytime? Do you have fear sometime? I'm sorry, only a question to the bone. If you had, like in the fairy tales, 3 wishes free, what would be your questions? And for your own, I'm sorry, to the bone. What is the aim of art? I'm sorry for that question.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.